To be honest, the coastal erosion one is a big one for me around my area and Mount Charles, Brooklyn and Duncan area, and Inver, there's a lot of coastal erosion. Now we're at a point where we're at a stalemate with the council. The OPW is willing to try and help us out on the scheme in Inver, but the council are it's not working out. They just wanted to get the job done, but they would be liable then going on forward. So really now it's back to, I'll have to go back to the minister to see can I get some kind of a special exemption that we could work on it to save these two houses before things get much worse.
Because there is an issue where it's work that needs to be done, it has to be addressed, but you can understand where it almost feels like hands are being tied because, okay, if they solve the works now, then they're responsible for it going forward.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see, their hands are tied, and I mean, I can understand that, but we have to take this back to the people that's living there. These are two families that's in there. We need to sort this out. I mean, it's paperwork and words. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we can come to some resolution that the OPW will fund it, and we have to try and see can we get something through the minister now to change the criteria that the council's happy with till we get it sorted once and for all. That's just one. Then we have the piers down in St. John's Point, the same in Charters, but we have to try and see can we get a category that everybody's happy with, that we can work with moving forward.